careful not to act on that.
Because you have to take them up to her. I think away, Tai, Sangatia, by Maichi, Tatu, Sangatwa. Sorry. Today is Sunday, and it's wonderful to worship the Lord on this day. Today, we especially remember Jesus' resurrection, and may Christ's resurrection power be with all of you this week. I was introduced by your beloved Pastor Reverend Wong, and I feel that I'm so unworthy. All that he said really belongs to him. I can say about him. But it's really true. We enjoy working with each other. That was about 40 years ago, right? Sharon Sumu, Mrs. Wong, who was in our church. Yeah, she worked very hard, and just we all liked her very much. And then, praise the Lord, God prepared Brother Andrew to help us, and then they met, and Jesus, they walked hand in hand through life with Jesus in their lives. I know that we can also amen when I say they are very faithful and loyal. I don't think I've ever seen them get angry with me.
I've
always been a smile for the Lord. I guess one of the big projects we did was a hymn book translating a 1,200 hymn, Chinese hymn book.
In one year.
And I asked our Pastor Wong to be the coordinator to do the coordinating of that big project. And he did it within 1 year. Very good. Chinese typing in Chinese. At that time, no computer, not much computer. We had to buy a Chinese old typewriter, Chinese from Taiwan, and bring to the Philippines. And we know who typed all those 1,200 Chinese songs. Every word in that hymn book, songbook, very thick songbook, was typed by her in Chinese words. At that time, we had to manually search for the word and type one. If we had one song with 300 Chinese words, at least imagine 1,000 Chinese songs.
You
nostalgic today after 30, 40 years. They're still using it in the Philippines, the song. Someday in glory, in eternity, we will all know the full testimony of what we did for Christ. It will last forever. So I feel that this church is very blessed by God to have such a wonderful pastor, Urban Mrs. Wong, faithfully and serving the Lord with all of you. And they are very blessed to have you all who are so loving, loving the Lord and then loving God's servants. Now, this afternoon, our topic is 30 silent years of Jesus in Nazareth. It's interesting to note that Jesus lived on earth only 33 years. But only 3 years are recorded in the Bible. The first 30 years of Jesus in Nazareth are totally blank, hidden years. He submitted to his earthly parents in Nazareth. Except for when he was 12 years old, he went with his parents to Jerusalem. That was the only time that we know that the curtain opened a little and see what Jesus was during his young years. But this afternoon, we have three Bible verses that we can explore and read and see a little of what happened during the first 30 years of Jesus. The first verse is in John chapter 2 and verse 3. John chapter 2, verse 3 says, "And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine." Then jump to verse 11. John chapter 2, verse 11. "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested for his glory, that his disciples believe on him." There was a wedding feast one day. And suddenly they found the wine had run out. And we know the record, Jesus changed the water into wine. And the Bible says this is the beginning of miracles of Jesus. And he had already disciples with him at the wedding feast. His disciples, he and his disciples, they were all gone up already. Professor Price. Jesus was 30 years old. And the Bible says this was his very first miracle in his life. Now, we would have thought that Jesus was a super boy in Nazareth. He could walk upside down. Change stones into money. And he could play basketball, and every basketball would go into the basket. That's what I think every young people wants to do. And even in the early church history, some people wrote books to describe Jesus' early years in Nazareth. They say that one day Jesus was playing with other boys, and they were playing hide and seek. But then his playmates were hiding very, very good, and so Jesus couldn't find them. No problem. He simply turned everyone into gourds. One day Jesus was in the carpentry shop of Joseph. His father Joseph. And a piece of wood was too small. No problem. He could just stretch the wood into longer. Another story said one day Jesus was making clay birds. And when he caught his hands, the birds could fly. Many, many stories about Jesus' life that are false, that are imaginary or from mankind. But this verse in John chapter 2 says, Jesus, this was the first miracle of Jesus, water into wine. Imagine the greatest life ever lived on earth, but he had a common and spectacular. In other words, he was the same as you and me, but without sin. That's a vital spiritual lesson for all of us. If we want God to use us mightily, we must be willing to start small, quietly. You know, many famous lives in history, they started anonymously and humbly. Some young people think that their life is a failure because they cannot be famous now. One day in a class, a 6-year-old boy came home from school with a note from the teacher. And in the note, the teacher suggested to the parents that this boy be taken out of school. He was too stupid to learn
个条子上呢，老师就写了说，这个学生已经太笨了，他应该要跟他离开学校，因为太笨了，对吧
？What's the name of the six-year-old boy？
你知道这个就是男孩的名字是什么
？Thomas Edison。
这是 Thomas Edison。
Inventor of the light that we're using and many others。
这是那个发明的灯的那个光的这个最初的科学家。
David Livingstone。British missionary to Africa. When he wanted to be interviewed to go out as a missionary, he appeared before the London.Missionary Society. And when they asked him to speak to them from the pulpit trial sermon, David Livingstone went up to the pulpit and then he said, Sorry, I have forgotten all that I want to say.
当他是站到这个讲台前的时候呢，那大卫威廉斯呢，他看着他就说：“啊，真的很对不起，我把想讲的都忘记了。”
And so he quickly left the pulpit and tried to go out of the church.
所以呢，他就从讲台上走出来，就跑到教堂外面。
But one of the board members of the society went with him and said, "Don't be discouraged. Give it another try, another chance."Became, of course, one of Africa's most famous missionaries. In America, we have the longest river in America, the Mississippi River. If we follow the river upward, reverse, up to its start,It started in a very small pool of water. That water, that pool, could be dry by a cow with one drink during a summer day. So, Jesus had a very He was not famous, his life was so plain, and he was a nobody in Nazareth. That's the first glimpse that we have of Jesus. Now, the second picture we have is in Mark chapter 6, verse 3.Chapter 6, verse 3 says, this is the word, these are the words of his enemies. They say, Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended.
这些那个马可六章的三节，其实是他的那个敌人所说的，就是说，这不是那木匠吗？不是吗？
From this verse, even from the mouth of Jesus' enemy, they called him the carpenter of Nazareth.
虽然这个是他的敌人所说的，但从他敌人嘴里面说出来，他们叫他是这个木匠。
They didn't call him the carpenter's son, Joseph's son.
他们并没有叫他是这个木匠的儿子。
We have pictures of Jesus helping in the carpentry shop of Nazareth helping his father play with wood when he was small. And surely he also played with wood when he was very small. But later, when he grew up a little, he was doing carpentry work. And apparently his work was quality and so famous and so good quality work. He finally became a carpenter of
Nazareth.
The tradition says that Jesus' father, earthly father Joseph, died when Jesus was 19 years old. And according to Jewish custom, the oldest son must support the family when the father
died.
Now let us count how many members of the Holy Family were there. From the same verse, the enemies of Jesus said, "Is he not the son of Mary, the brother of," let's see how many boys, "the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and of Simon?" How many boys? Four boys. And are not his sisters here with us? Sisters is plural, so therefore more than at least two, more than one. So there must have been eight members of the Holy Family. Four boys, two girls, and Jesus and Mary. Jesus had to support all of them. And he couldn't do any miracle. No electricity to cut the wood. And today, if you have to work hard to support your family. Remember, Jesus also needed to get up at daybreak and to pick up his tools and to work until the sweat come out of his brow. It was tired. He had to work to support eight people. And he did so good work that even his enemies, long afterwards, called him the carpenter of
Nazareth.
Maybe he should must be very well known in
Nazareth.
Every piece of wood, every piece of material, finished material, was quality. One early church father says that Jesus made the plow and the yoke that the animals do to plow the ground to last many years. And the neck, you would not hurt the cow.
So,
sinless carpenter, the faithful son of God, did manual work. Later, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you
rest."
So today, if we think our job is just common and we're toiling with heavy burdens, don't think that your work is not spiritual. It is. Jesus also did this work when he was on earth. You know, Jesus should have been born in Jerusalem, the capital. He should be head of the world's largest company corporation. Or even become the mayor of Nazareth. But God ordained that he just do glory work in Nazareth. Someday when we see Jesus, Jesus may ask us, "Have you been faithful in the work that you do on earth?"
也许有一天我们会去见那个神，他的他会问你说，你有没有说很忠心的做那些你所做的事情？God will not ask you,
"Have you been famous on earth, or even popular?"
神不会说问你说，你在世上是不是很出名，很受人欢迎的人吗？Or
have you been fruitful in what you do? Just be faithful and God will take care of the rest. I remember when I came to America to study seminary. That was in 1962. And I went to Dallas Theological Seminary. I wanted to work. I wanted to treasure my education, my senior education, by working for it. So, one day I returned the scholarship to the seminary. The seminary was very surprised. At that time, America was also in some depression. But I had money. So I went to find jobs, find some work. Got some work to do at night. I applied at McDonald's and many, but not very
much.
friend that found a factory that needed a giant pump.
那后来呢，我在一个工厂里面找到一个清洁工。But
they only pay $1 an hour.
他们那时候只付我一块钱一个小时。And
I'm good, I'm not for the job. So I learned to survive on $1 for three meals. To buy three meals just on free with $1. If you want to know my secret, you can ask me later. You may get very thin. Then I needed a car to go to the factory after school. I bought a bicycle, old bicycle, but that's not fast enough to meet the company time. So I finally bought a car. Oh, I was so happy. I found an old, very old car, $50, sorry,
$50.
It was a 19, about 1948 car. San DeSoto. It's already bankrupt, DeSoto.
那个车不穿过一点。我一开始火车上，那个no more trip，but I took it. The station
manager came and said, you know, I want to buy for your horn, the car horn, Lapa. I asked him why. He said, it's an antique now. He was going to give me money more than the worth of the car. I said, okay, when I sell the car, I will sell you the horn first. One day I lost the car. It was not found in the seminary parking lot anymore. I did not know that there was someone poorer than I was in Dallas. But I need the car. So I used my bicycle and looked for my car. I thought $10 was smaller, so I went to the poorer section of Dallas, the South Dallas, to find my car. Finally, I found it on part of the driveway of someone. I went out and knocked at the door. A man came out. He was a big man. Like Pastor Wong. You're not the one. So I said, sir, that's my car here. He said, no, it's my car now.
现在是我的车了。
I said, no, it's my car. I had all the windows are broken. I can prove it.
他说这车子那个窗都是破掉了，我可以证明这是我的。
Oh, he was going to fight me.
他是准备要跟我打架。
And coming from Asia, we are very Southeast. We're not even afraid to call the police.
所以你看我们。
Never thought that I would call the police.
So he just thought that I wouldn't. I myself thought that I wouldn't call the police. And I said,
but sir, if something happened to the car, I have to be responsible. It's under my name.
So I just told him, if this car happens to me, I have to be responsible. It's under my name.
And so I have an idea.
So
I said, okay, I give you my car. But you have to go to the city hall to sign the title that I give it to you. So he said, okay.We went to City Hall. And I signed him the title of the car. I went home and got back to my old bicycle again. But you know, I was the happiest student in seminary because I know I'm studying in God's will.You remember, Jesus did hard work on earth for 30 years in obedience to God's will. Finally, the third point in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6.Jesus is now coming from heaven to earth now. And God issued a command. When he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of God worship him.
So, in that sense, Jesus Christ has come to that place, and he has come to the world. And when he has come to the world, he has come to the world. And when he has come to the world, he has come to the world. Jesus Christ has come to the world.
God issued a command. All the angels of God worship him now.
So, when Jesus Christ came to this world, God gave the command that all the angels of God worship him.
There must be a big meeting. Millions and billions of angels are worshiping him before he comes to save the world.
So, in this case, you can imagine there are thousands of angels of God worshiping him.
And then verse 7, Hebrews 10, sorry, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Lord, I come to do thy will, O God. The first words of Jesus as a babyIn Bethlehem was not to cry like a baby. No, he said, Son of God. Then I said, Lord, I come to do thy will, O God.
So, when God came to this world, when Jesus Christ came to this world, he said, the first one was not to cry like a baby, but to say, Son of God, I come to do thy will, O God.
Imagine he was the object of God's all of all the angels' adoration and worship. Now, born in a stable.
你可以看到说，你看他后来是变成所有曾经上完使者所要敬拜的那个崇拜的对象，但是他却是在一个马槽里面生活。
To go the real order, and that's the main theme of his life from there, doing God's will all the way to the cross.
所以呢，他来这个世上的那个目的呢，就是为了要照神的旨意行。
Sometimes people may ask you, so if Jesus came as a man, adult, and not as a baby, can he still save the world?
那有的人就会是有这个疑问说，如果神来到这个世上就是一个成人的话，而不是一个婴孩的话，他还能救这个世界吗？
And the answer is yes, he can still save the world.
所以我们的那个回答是确定的。
But then he was reborn as a baby. He then could grow up completely in Nazareth for 30 years. And then, after 3 years, he was already dying on the cross. His life will become an example for us.
So we can see his life as an example.
His life cannot save us, the cross can save us. But his death can save us. But his life becomes an example for us. His life is what's intended to be an example for us.Even at Gethsemane, Jesus was ready to die. Jesus prayed this prayer. Sorry, question. Gethsemane. Jesus prayed. He's prayed that it is that let not if it is thy will, let this cup pass from me.Is the cup, the meaning of the cup. Does that mean to die? That it doesn't mean Jesus is afraid to die. No. The cup means Jesus is going to die for mankind.Jesus had no sin. He's going to become sin for us. And so it's natural for him to take a step back because he was sinless and now he's going to be a sin for us. So,Jesus from birth to day, always obedient to God's will.
So,
God
from his birth to his death, he always obedient
to God's will. And as we live the Christian life of his existence, may the life of Jesus become our guide and our standard.
Jesus
was the same. But it he was doing that too. I am now 75 years old. 2 years ago, one day I had a heart attack. I was in the Philippines as a missionary. I was brought to the hospital. The doctor said, no, you have to have a heart surgery right away, next tomorrow. 75% After the surgery, one night I had a dream. I dreamed that I was on an airplane, high up in the air. Because after the surgery, it was very painful, still several days later. I already give you a 24-hour zirconium. But still painful. And I was thinking, is God going to use me? I'm already old. I already served God a long time. So in the dream, I was in an airport. And it was dark at night, and below was the ocean. And someone was going to throw me out of the airplane. And I was so scared because I know that once I hit the ocean, I would be dead. All my life as a pastor for 14 years, I have comforted other people. Now I need to be
comforted.
And the many verses that I use to comfort others, now I comfort myself with Bible verses. And I was comforted. So in my dream, I pray and say, God, I'm ready to go to heaven. But if you still want to use me, please set me up. Someone's going to throw me out the airplane. Please save me. Save me now. And then I woke up. And this happened for 2 nights, 3 nights. I know that dreams, we don't depend on dreams to tell us about God's will. But for the past few days, I had been thinking about my future. I believe God was telling me that you must continue to work. I want to give you life and save you now, then you receive the word for you. And even though I'm almost 75 now, I'm still, if I don't work for God, God will take me. I must be obedient to the will of God. So, in the second room, let's encourage each other with the life of Christ, the first 30 years in Nazareth. He had a common beginning. And he had a common work to do. But he had an uncommon goal. And that is to be obedient to God's will all of his life. Thank you.